I thought we would take this segment and talk about women's college lacrosse, because there's a debate right now as to the four best teams.
There is.
Cal Poly, Minnesota, Virginia Tech, Georgia. They're all in the mix. But what's going on here?
What's happening here?
Oh, man. Yeah,
what's going on?
Oh, no. It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
There's the high five every time. Gosh, I hate that. Every time.
Man. Hey, Chris, we're on the air right now.
Dude, I love high-fiving you, man. Really gets the pecs working.
Early in the morning, yeah.
Always about that workout.
Yeah.
The middle of a radio show.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a radio
up,
show.
Just walked all the way up 20 flights, you know, just to get up here. Just to work my glutes, you know.
We're on the fourth floor.
Hey, you guys enjoying the TJs?
The what?
Taco joint. Yeah, it's my account. It's my account. They brought chips and food.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Yeah, I scored some of that because I got a lot of pull at TJ's, you know.
Yeah,
just call them up and get scored.
Good food.
Hey, you guys keep watching the Chrisers every move, and one day you'll be making it into the six figs, too.
Okay. We'll keep plugging away. Thanks for the tip.
You guys still struggling?
Struggling?
Yeah, that's short for struggling.
It's not that much shorter.
I don't know if we're struggling. We're still on the air. I guess that's okay.
Hey, man, you know, you're lucky I like you guys so much. You know, normally I don't talk to people who make, you know, under a hun.
Yeah.
And,
assuming that's $100,000.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just saving a little time, you know, and everything, because that leaves me more time to do deals.
Always making deals, Chris.
Yeah. You know, speaking of six figs, that's what my license plate says.
Does it?
Six figs. Yeah, that's on the plate of my Vank.
Your Vank?
What? Yeah, my Vanquish, Aston Martin. Come on, guys. Okay, get the mud out of your ears, all right? Yeah. You guys are so dom prod.
Now, what is that?
Domestic production. It refers to vehicles, you know, that are not made elsewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, now the plate on my S-Class just says making it. You know, it's like, because I'm making it, like, not only money, but, like, with women in their area down there.
So you have an exotic car collection. I find that odd.
You guys got to come over sometime and hang with D-Press. Dak Prescott, yeah.
Oh, you're still hanging out with Dak?
He's really glommed on to me. He's like, Chris, you know, man, teach me how to win a Super Bowl. And I'm like, dude, stop sweating me. I'm banging a supermodel right now.
He's like,
you
never, what would you know about winning a
Sorry, Chris. I'll leave you. I'll leave the balcony of the penthouse on the W right now so I can give you some privacy in your own impressive condo for the time
being. That's what D-Press says.
Yeah, that's what D-Press says. And I'm like, you know.
What do you know about winning a Super Bowl?
Oh, man, I could have won like 20 of them, but, you know, I wanted to go into sales for the ticket.
Yeah.
You know?
Good choice. Really good choice.
Yeah, what are you guys doing this weekend?
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah.
I haven't decided what
I'm doing, you know. I'm either going to take my cigarette boat out or maybe become a YouTube star or maybe build a company up into a Fortune 500.
Just this weekend.
Or, you know, what are y'all doing? Eating Cheetos, farting into your iPhone.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, you got us pegged there.
Oh, man, I was at the Oscars recently with this chick I've been banging, and I'm looking around at all these people who are jelly of me. And my girl looked at me and she says, everyone in this room wants to be you. You realize that, right? I wasn't even thinking that. I was just watching the show.
Why would you?
And I turned to her and I'm like, ScarJo.
Oh my gosh,
you're not dating her.
God.
And, you know, so we just started talking about all the people I'm friends with in the movie business and so on.
Yeah.
You got so many friends.
Hey, you guys going to be there tonight?
Where?
I'm going to be there for Dirk's 30,000, man.
Oh, yeah, he could get it tonight.
Yeah, he really wanted me to be there. And he's like, Chrisser, man, I couldn't have done it without you. And I'm like, dude, don't be gay, you know? You know what I'm saying, bro? So gay German.
Right.
What have you done for Dirk?
Oh, I taught him his patented fadeaway.
Oh, you did? You taught him that?
Yeah. It was like, man, this was years ago. We were playing at the Y. And I was just smoking him as huge.
Huge.
And he was like, dude, you got to teach me that shot. And I said, what you going to do for me? And he said, scored 30,000 points. And I said, done. Merry Christmas. So I taught it to him, you know. And I didn't even know if Germans celebrated Christmas, but I taught him the shot for Christmas anyway. This is like in July. It was weird. But anyway, and so I taught it to him, and he's been doing it ever since, man. Been doing pretty well with it.
You taught him that fadeaway.
Yeah.
Man, I guess
he did good.
I don't really believe that story, and I don't believe the story about the exotic car collection and you dating ScarJo.
That's the one I really doubt too.
I'm not even sure I believe
they're all real, or I wouldn't
we think
be
you're
able
a poser.
To say them.
I'm not even sure I believe that you're in the six fig club, as you say, because when I was driving home from work yesterday, I came up to
that's
the intersection at Lemon and Oak Lawn, and you were there panhandling, and you saw me, and you turned and you ran away. But
Chris,
you were begging.
That was my twin brother, man. That wasn't me.
No, it was you.
No, it was my twin brother. Asked my mom. Well, you can ask my mom, man.
I in fact saw your mom.
I'm her only child, but he's my twin brother.
I saw your mom yesterday, and she said you're the only child, and that she has disowned you.
Oh, good God! I've been found out.
There goes through the window again
into the ticker room. Sean, is Chris okay in there?
He's bleeding everywhere.
Yeah, I think he thought he was diving out of the building proper, but he just dove into your studio.
Just put some pressure on it. I think you can get it stopped.
I'm back, you MFers! I'm going to go eat some TJs and hang out with the homies!
All right, Chris, see ya.
Tolerable.
There he goes, Chris from sales.